Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we have got the wonderful Te Whanganui Aotearoa outfit, Libianski, here on air. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Awesome. And y'all have just released a fantastic little album. Album? EP? What do you call it?
Album.
It's definitely pretty big. Album. Yeah.
10 tracks.
Yeah. That's a big album. And so for the audience out there, could you give us a little bit of a rundown of who and what Libianski is?
So we originally started with me, our previous bassist Sam, Mina and Kurt. We're all from local Wellington bands. Mm-hmm. Mina's had some time with a band called Secrets of the Sun. Kurt's done his time with Tuscoma. I've done a couple of other bands, and of course we had Sam. We spent maybe the first year just writing and basically getting the album ready to record.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded the album at the end of 2023 here in Wellington with Troy from The Armoury, which is really cool. In that time, we got Nat, who's sitting next to me, who is now bass player, full-time bass player.
Cool.
Filling in, so.
I hear Nat's played in some amazing other bands from Palmerston North as well.
you could say that.
Yeah. And so can you describe a little bit of your guys' sound?
I guess we all came together because we were really into that sort of 90s, late 80s shoegaze sound.
Mm.
Bands like Pride, Slowdive, early Blur, modern Blur, later Blur, lots of Blur. Big into like that sort of like grungy sound as well.
Mm.
Smashing Pumpkins, that kind of vibe. Just kind of real like fuzzy, dreamy rock music, really.
Cool. Mm. Yeah, I definitely hear a bunch of those influences in it, which I've been really digging from listening to it. Can you describe how your sound sort of evolved over time as well, and if you see this as like, you know, where you're heading, or if you're planning new things?
Definitely with the first album, Useless Splendor, there was kind of a dark vibe to the whole album.
Mm.
You know, it was very much like that classic sort of like grungling musician writing about like, you know, the sad vibes that we have. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the new stuff, I'd say, is a bit more like almost melancholic, leading towards like happy vibes. I think we've definitely become a lot more comfortable in our sound, and Nat's brought in a whole other level, which has been really cool.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. It's definitely evolved, I think, with the direction of the stuff that Kurt and Mina have been writing. It's sort of elevated the sound to more of our own take on sort of shoegaze and where we've influenced from. So
mm-hmm.
Heading forward, I think you'll see a lot more, I guess, as Tom said, feeling more comfortable and bringing out more of ourselves in a cheesy way.
Yeah. Cool. That sounds really exciting. Have you been playing? Have you got much shows sort of planned in and around this release?
So August, we've pretty much got most of August booked out for a nationwide tour.
Mm.
So we've teamed up with a really cool PR company. They go by the name of Footstomp.
Mm-hmm.
So they've done PR for heaps of really cool New Zealand and Australian bands. So we've got the 7th, we're in Paisley Stage, we're over in Napier. Then
cool.
We've got 8th, Auckland, mm-hmm. at Whammy Bar. And then 9th, we've got a show in Tauranga at the Jam Factory. 17th, we've got a gig at Valhalla, which is in Wellington. So we thought we'd throw a cheeky little hometown show in the middle.
Mm.
And then down to the South Island towards the later part of the month, 23rd, we've got a gig, Dark Room in Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
After that, 24th, we've got a gig down in Dunedin. That's at the Crown.
Mm.
Yeah, and then the 25th, we're playing a show in Invercargill, which will be at Six Sevens. It's like a record store,
mm-hmm.
which will be really cool. And then October, we're heading up to Nat's old haunt.
Yes. gonna go say hello to snails.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds awesome. A whole lot of shows, and it's always nice to explore around the Motu and check out a bunch of different venues, different bands, and people to play with, and it's very exciting. It's been New Zealand Music Month. It's actually the end of it, but I've been really enjoying chatting to a few of the bands about some of their favourite kind of Kiwi influences. I was wondering if you have any standout music from Aotearoa that's helped influence your guys' sound or vibe, or even just what got you into music.
It's always a tough one because I always tend to lean towards more of the 70s, 80s. I really like the Androids, Straitjacket Fits.
Yeah.
That sort of, you can't go past Flying Nun, of course, but I think even like Headless Chickens and that sort of songwriting and experimentation with sounds and things like that has been where I've come from. And then I guess recently it's been a lot of local hardcore. You know, but a very good scene here in Wellington. So that's sort of been what I've been picking up recently.
Cool.
Tom?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting. Like, for me, it's like a lot of, like, metal, mm-hmm. like, within New Zealand as a whole. So, I mean, I've always liked the band Tuscoma, so it's kind of crazy to be in a band with the guy from Tuscoma, which is pretty wild. Love me a lot of like sort of on the atmospheric side of stuff, so that, you know, I've got a couple of friends who are in bands like from down south. We've got bands like Men on Toll, they're mm-hmm. kind of Christchurch black metal, also bands like Etterall, mm-hmm. More on that sort of atmospheric metal side. Really like some stuff that's going on in the pop scene here, so there's like Homicide, who are really cool, went to music school with all those guys. Mm-hmm. In terms of like influence, I guess it's just like, I wouldn't necessarily say any particular band for me influences me in my playing, but I guess it's more seeing all this music in New Zealand is influential because it makes you want to keep playing because we've just got such a cool scene.
Mm.
Totally, yeah. Great answer. There's one question that I like finishing off interviews with, a little bit of a sort of visual question, straight stolen from BBC, by the way, but it's your Desert Island Discs. I won't make you both do it because we've got both of you here, so maybe it's basically you're stuck on a desert island, you know, you've got a solar-powered record player or something like that, you're underneath a palm tree, the rest of your feasible existence, all you can do is listen to three records. Because we've got two of you, I reckon, you got one record each, and then you got one for the band to please your bandmates. And go.
Okay, I'll kick off. Probably Willie Nelson and Family Live at Tahoe.
Nice.
76.
Yeah.
And it's purely because it's what I've been growing up listening to. You know, Dad's a big country fan, and that record I can play front to backwards 100 times and not be sick of it.
Cool. Great.
It's really hard to pick. It's either going to be Meteora or Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park.
Nice.
Either of them. Like, if I had to choose, I can't really choose, but if I had to pick one, it's probably going to be Hybrid Theory.
Yeah.
That album was basically my teenage years personified.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that great sure. contrast there. and then what's the band's?
We kind of just have to go with Blur. Modern right. Life is Rubbish. Otherwise, I might get told off by Kurt.
Yeah,
Modern Life is Rubbish. Great, great Blur album. Like, I think it's safe to say everyone in the band is a huge fan of Blur.
Cool. Okay, awesome. I've got loaded up as well your track Peak Panic. So for your last words, I'm just wondering if you got anything to tell us about Inside Scoop on Libyansky's Peak Panic.
It's very different to the rest of our record, that's for sure. It was a consider the rest of the band very dreamy, shoegazy rock music.
Yeah.
This one, our sonic youth, kind of chaos noise rock song.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Abrasive, maybe.
That's probably why I picked it, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. It's a great tune. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been lovely to chat, Nat and Tom. Looking forward to hearing more, and I'm sure the audience tuning in will be keen after hearing this tune to come along to The Crown and watch y'all in a not too distant future.
Yeah,
indeed.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, all the tour dates are on our Facebook page.
Perfect.
And Instagram, and we even have a TikTok these days. So if you want to check out that, we'll have all the tour dates up there. So
nice. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Got
Thanks. Cheers.
And this is Libyansky with Peak Panic. Here you go.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.